Okay, there we go. Jesus. Hello. Hey, everybody, and thanks for coming back to Cannabon Podcast. Today, I got my girl with me. I've known her since ninth grade high school. Damn, long ass fucking time. I remember back in high school, and I apologize because my mom does listen to this podcast. So I'm going to apologize to my mom for the stories I'm about to tell because, girl, you had no idea. She, what? Oh, yeah. I mean, like, my mom knew.
Stop.
My mom.
Crazy story.
No, girl, I am not worried. We are grown now. Oof. Our high school reunion was 10 years ago. For our senior, like when we graduated. So that's not even when we knew each other. So we go back like 13 years. God. Yeah. So it's longer than that.
High school reunion was 10 years ago.
It's coming up.
You scared me.
It's coming up.
No.
You said like the school's high school reunion.
No, we're having our 10-year high
school reunion we are.
This year.
Yeah.
But you said it was 10 years ago.
Oh, no.
It's been 20 years. God damn. I had a heart attack because I don't believe it. Yeah. It was so scary. I was like,
I also want to warn everybody, this is not a podcast episode for those who are easily offended. I gotta be honest with you. Like, when me and Carly are around each other, we just don't give a shit. I feel like. We never have. Not about what our parents thought, not about what anybody. Yeah, that's. So I'll be honest. If you don't like sensitive stories, I wouldn't be here. But that's just me, you know, whatever.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah. Ooh, get ready because we like.
We like stories.
We like stories. We've got some crazy ones. So anyways, and this is my, so Carly, mic just went, oh, no, that's not my mic. That's my headphones. Was that me or was that?
No, that was your mic.
Okay, it was my mic. Yeah. All right. I gotta be careful with that cord. Yeah. So for most people, I'm sure they all know you are also the daughter of Mr. South Park Mexican, Carlos. Mm-hmm. What's up, Los? Who... who actually is eligible for parole next year, so
right.
Free my boy, man.
Yeah.
Free the legend.
Well, guys, I guess, you know, we're going to expect the best and pray for the best, but, you know, people don't really get out on their first parole. And sometimes, people get denied for parole and they have zero cases, and you can catch cases, in prison and stuff like that. And you can catch minor cases, major cases. My dad has 75 major cases.
Damn.
Yeah, so. A lot of prayers.
Fingers crossed.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And, so he's just working on what he has to do to get out.
That's good. That's really good. That's good to hear. That sucks, though, you know, especially because he's been in there for a while and you know, that's a long fucking time. There's people that do far worse that don't, I mean, not that that's not, the allegations are not bad, but
right,
people that end lives and they don't go in for that long, you know? So it's just the system's
crazy.
A little.
Well, you know, they wanted to make an example out of him. He was one of the biggest crack dealers in Houston and he would get, you know, police would be at his shows, you know, cause he was signed to Universal. He had huge shows.
Yeah, you're talking to the mic a little more.
And he, you know, he would have the people screaming fuck the police, at all his shows and stuff like that. So all the police hated him.
Yeah.
And, so they wanted to get him for something, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. Anything they could really, I'm sure.
It's really been a blessing in disguise though. You know, everything is for the good of the people who love the Lord, really.
Yeah.
And if he didn't go to prison, he would be dead, actually. So
you
that's
think so?
A crazy story. No.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, you know, like you said, blessings in disguise. You never know when things are working out. Actually.
Yeah, but it is time for him to come out, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
now. It's been 22 years.
Damn, that's a long time. That's too long. So, anyways, I also want to talk to you about you musically. You know, you've got your own studio now. You've made music. You've put out music. Right. So how's that been going?
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
I love making music. I have a lot of new music on the way.
Nice.
Haven't made new music. Well, haven't dropped.
Yeah. Yeah. Music right.
In like 6 years.
Damn. Yeah. It's so, been a while.
Yeah. I have a lot of stuff that's just not dropped, you know?
Yeah.
My dad has a lot of stuff in the vault. So I know a lot of it's coming out this year and next year.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Ooh, some new stuff. How's the studio going?
It's going, you know. My dad has my brother over there, my two brothers, they're working, and he's got a little deal going on over there.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my god, bro.
Should
I say what we used to call him?
Who?
My dad? Your little brother.
Oh, Pops.
Yeah.
Poop stains. Yeah.
Dude, you know what's funny? I've actually seen your brother like a couple times since before I've seen you. And every time I just want to be like, yo, poop stains. But I'm like, bro, how stupid would I look?
He'd well, be like, I call him Pops.
Yeah.
Pops. So like the cereal Pops.
Yeah.
Yeah. But always called him that. Pop. I can't even, like, the name Carlos, like, don't even come out right. Like, I don't know any Carloses.
You know what? That's true. I really don't know a lot of Carloses.
Yeah, I just know my dad and my brother. Yeah. And I call my dad Dad and I call my brother Pops.
Yeah.
So,
saying the name like Carlos.
That
name, like,
it's just weird. I can't say it.
So,
poop stains it is. No, I'm just kidding.
Poor poop stains.
I love him.
I know. He's so cool, man. How old is he now?
He's 24.
Damn. Mm-hmm. We're all old. Fuck, man.
Old. No, but yeah.
We old.
No,
I mean,
I feel young. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're always going to feel. I feel like you're always going to feel young. You're always going to be like, yeah, bro. I feel like you're always going to just be.
When am I going to mature? Like, never. Never. I always promised myself when I was a kid that I would never forget what it felt like to be a kid.
I wish I had that kind of wisdom, man. I mean, I do feel like I sometimes, like, I put myself in kid situations with my own kids.
A lot of people, like, a lot of experiences for children, like, they're misunderstood, mm-hmm. not understood. Like, mm-hmm. people can't understand them or what they're saying. Like, they're frustrated.
Yeah.
And I would always tell myself, like, when I'm a parent, like, don't ever forget what it feels like to be, like, the child.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know what? I feel like I try to do that, but sometimes it's just like.
No. I understand my mom. I understand why
she was.
I don't judge.
Do you think that makes you and your mom closer now that you kind of understand exactly like what she's going through?
What she went through. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't judge her anymore. I used to think of my mom as like.
Sorry. I was like, yeah,
have
yeah.
I told you what I did when I went to the bathroom?
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, you can tell me after this. So your mom, she's understanding you more. Stop. Okay. Damn, dude. Okay, so she's understanding you more, which to me is horrifying because...
No, she's not understanding me more. I'm understanding her.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but what I'm saying, yeah, right.
Sorry, there's a big difference. Hold up.
So, I mean, so that's a little scary just because, like, I know how we were in high school. Okay, bro, this is the story I was going to tell. And I'm happy we're on this because really it's cold. Uh-huh. Girl, you're tripping. What do you want? What do you want? A sweater, a blanket? What do you want?
No. Go ahead.
I got a jacket over there.
I'm tripping. No, because then it's going to get hot.
Thing. It's like in this house, if it gets hot, it's hot.
Okay, let's go.
So... I remember back in high school and we're talking, so this is like ninth grade summer going into sophomore year. I do remember that. And that was when we had that fake weed period of time, like the 6 months where what the fuck was that
like
called?
6 months, yeah.
Yeah, it was like 6 months before it killed somebody, and then everybody was like, "Oh,
man,
fuck that!"
The whole school was doing
it. Yeah, because
it
we went to St. Pius
like
for a little bit. Yeah, right. And the thing is that, you know, they would randomly drug test, and I guess that year the random drug test just got real bad.
At least whenever the time that we went through it, we were doing it was called like Super Kush or something like that.
Yeah, something
and
crazy.
That brand was okay, but then they started making
The faker, cheaper versions.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They started making all different kinds, and we didn't get to experience that. That's why nobody like from St. Pius really, well, eventually, whenever I was there, I didn't see it, but yeah, because whenever I got kicked, that was on me. Or before that, I mean, I was already smoking weed.
Yeah. So, yeah, we all were.
Yeah.
So, we all were.
Yeah, I know. So we only did that
and
for like
drinking.
6 months, but the stuff that, yeah, no, it got bad after that.
Yeah,
Oh my gosh.
I remember there was once whenever we were at your house. I'm so sorry, Gina.
Don't, you can't put this in
I'm
there.
So, I got
no.
to.
Okay, she's not going to watch this anymore.
Yeah. If you do, just turn it off right now. We were at your house. We were at your house. Dude, my mom's going to be pissed too. She's going to be like, what the fuck?
Oh no, but she loves me.
She's still going to love you. We're parents now. We're nice now. We're like, hey, how are you? I'm dying.
Help me, please.
Yeah, and they're like, no.
Save me.
No. So, anyways, we were at your house, but I think we were like somewhere else first. So I will say we did not have the balls to smoke at your house. We went somewhere and we smoked that fake shit. And then we got back and we were like laid out on your trampoline. We were laid out, and then all of a sudden we get up and your dogs were humping each other. And we were like, are we seeing this? Like, we didn't know if we were tripping or not. You don't remember that? Bro, that's like a core memory for me. That is a core fucking memory for me. For some reason, I'll never forget that. I remember that happening, and I was like, because then you were like, that's not happening. You like shoved one. Dude, I don't remember. Yeah, it was so.
All pervs. All my dogs are pervs. Yeah, every dog I have.
Don't you have a dog now, or do you have a cat?
I have a dog.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's what your daughter was saying. Yeah, perv.
She's a girl, and people think that like whenever they see her humping, they're like, oh, she's a girl. I'm like, what the fuck? Girl like the hump too. Okay. But she does. She's like, yeah, she. If you let her, like, she'll dominate you, like, try to get on you. It's weird. You can't pet her too long. Like, that's why I tell people, like, don't pet her. Like, because then she's going to start humping you.
She'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll show you a hello.
Because she goes crazy. Or people are like, oh, she loves me. Oh,
and you're like, no, you're not special. You're a
whole. Exactly.
You're a notch in the belt loop.
I don't try to, like, you know, put them down and tell them they're not special, but I'm just like, hey, like, stop petting her, please. Like, she gets too excited. Well, I don't have a lot of people at my house anyway, but Azem, my friend, he loves to pet her, and then he gets mad whenever she starts humping. I'm like, bro.
This happens every time.
Like, do you like it? I think you like it, buddy.
Okay, so your daughter, how old is she?
My daughter, she is 5.
Damn.
She's going to be 6.
Is she in school? Yeah. Dang. 5-year-old. I got a 3-year-old. She'll be 4 in January. But I want to know what similarities that you like that of yourself that you see in her. You're like, oh, fucking twin. Dude, that's so scary.
Twin.
So she's.
Twin for sure.
She's calm, cool, calm, and collected.
I was like thinking that she was like looking at me like, oh, my mom is crazy. I'm going to be like the opposite of her. And she like just seems so. You know, she's really smart. So she's smarter than me, like evil right now. like she says like stuff about the world and like facts. Cause you know, these kids are just.
They're sponges, dude.
They're way more advanced. These days.
Yeah.
The technology and stuff.
Right. We had to go play outside with rocks and sticks.
For sure. She's my twin. It's not something I'm proud of. Okay. But that's twin.
Okay, so what are the things that you think you'll do different, like from like you growing up, like the things that you were like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Like you said, with remembering to always be a kid, what do you think you're going to do different as a parent than what was parented to you?
I feel like I have a lot of triggers because I'm saying in parenting.
Yeah.
Because of certain things like learned behaviors.
Yeah.
So there's like things that I catch myself like wanting to do.
Yeah.
And I stop myself from doing them. For example, like, my mom, she would get really upset if like you woke her up when she was napping. Like,
oh dude, I remember that.
Or like if
you'd be like, no dude, she's napping, don't, no, like we can't. I'd be like, bro, just ask if we can go to my house. No dude, go home, I'm not waking her up. And I'm like, dog, she's just napping, dog.
No,
traumatizing,
no.
Huh?
No, yeah. So sometimes, like, whenever, like, Noelle wakes me up from a nap, like, I get really angry. I'm like, wait, why am I getting angry? I'm like, oh, it's because it's, like the same thing, like, yeah, learned behavior, but I don't. I'm like, hi, like, you can wake me up as many times as you want.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I don't care if I'm asleep. You can. So it's, like, little things like that where I'm just, like, remember, like, whenever you really needed to tell your mom something.
Yeah. And,
like, you couldn't, like, or, for example, like, along with the sleeping thing, like if we were laying next to her and like we had to look for the remote, you know?
Yeah.
And it would like cause us to like search under her or something.
Dude, would
also go crazy.
I didn't know she was like that about napping.
Yeah. Or like, you know, little things she just get upset about. That it's like, you want to be able to.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta, what if there's a fire? You're gonna be like, bro, don't wake her up.
No, something like that.
Yeah.
But it had to be like an emergency, you know. If it's not an emergency, you don't. You know,
it wasn't worth it.
Don't wake me up. Yeah.
Look at you. Damn, look at that phone. Just got you hooked. That bitch lit up and you said, oh, I gotta.
No, my baby texted me some sweet shit.
Oh, what's she saying? What's she saying? Who's your baby?
My boyfriend.
Oh.
Not my little baby.
Oh.
She's at school. She doesn't have a phone.
She is five. Dude, okay, but that's not fair because, like, I know, like, 7-year-olds that are like, oh, my cell phone, and they act like they've had it for, like, ever. I mean, I guess that is the beginning of their life, and they're like iPads, right? I can understand an iPad. I told myself, I remember telling him, whenever we have our kids, iPads? That's a joke. No iPads. No iPads here. No iPads there. No iPads at the table. No iPads this. No iPads that. Our car rides would not be what they are today without an iPad. I'm going to be real honest with you. So there's a couple things that I like went back on that I said like I wouldn't do that I fucking do. I don't know. How are you about the iPads? How's Noelle with the iPads?
Oh, I'm ashamed to say.
Oh no,
she's a screen baby.
But you know what? I've got a friend whose kid is a screen baby.
I mean, literally, she's really smart because of the shows that she watches, and she's like on YouTube and stuff like that. I obviously limit her. I don't let her like watch TV at night. I don't let her stay up late, and we do a lot of activities, and she loves doing activities. So if we're doing fun stuff, and I don't even take the iPad with us whenever we go out.
Oh, yeah.
And most of the time, her iPad really sucks right now. She needs a new battery. So it's always dead all the time.
Oh, okay. So she adjusts well.
Yeah, she's fine without it.
Yeah.
You know? But
there's some of these kids that'll like fight, physically assault their parents for an
Noelle,
iPad.
I do let Noelle punch me whenever I'm doing her hair because.
Is that like a trauma for you too?
No, not at all. Like, my hair is not the same as hers. Hers is curly, so hers gets really tangled, and I'm not good at it.
Talking to the mic a little bit more.
She has a lot of hair, so.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it hurts a little bit sometimes when I'm doing her hair. And it's a lot, and sometimes we're in a rush. I'm like, girl, I just need to brush your hair real quick.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's like, she hates getting her hair brushed at all, and I have to be super gentle.
Oh, really?
So. She cries, and she's like, I just want to punch you in the face. And I'm like, okay, go ahead.
No, you don't.
Yes!
No.
Oh, I know that's horrible, but it's like, it's just because
she's going to be ready to box when she gets into high school.
My family are boxers. We think it's cute.
This is normal.
I mean, literally, no. Think it's cute. It's not funny. It's not funny, but like, I hate to see the pain in her face, and she wants to let it out, and she bunches hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so do you.
It's cute. No, it's not cute, but it's fine. I mean, everybody.
You know what? Hey, if that's how you're gonna like address the pain part, whatever. Do what you gotta do.
No, no, that's not right. I need to stop her from doing that.
Imagine she's like 12 and she just socks you in between the fucking eyes.
As a parent, you just hate to see your baby cry. She's like, I want to punch you in the face so bad, Mom. And I'm like, go ahead. That's what you want to do, my queen. I love her so much. Aww. It's more like that. And then afterwards, we like hug and kiss. We're very affectionate. Like,
oh, that's good.
Like all we do. Like we're besties.
Yeah. That's so nice. That's, I feel like our kids are pretty cuddly, but they're also like, I think they feed off of each other. So like if one's not in the mood to cuddle, the other one doesn't get in the mood to cuddle, and you're just like, right. And you want to cuddle, and they're all like, get the fuck away from
me. Oh my gosh, my daughter's like going through that. And so I tell her like, oh, you're going to become a teenager and you're going to have like this attitude. She's like, Mom, I'm never going to be like that with you. Like even when I'm a teenager.
Oh.
So then she gets this attitude. I'm like, look, you're only 5 years old. And you're already acting like a teenager. She's like, I'm sorry. No. Like we start crying together.
Bro, talk about emotions. Jesus.
No, it's very emotional. It's a girl's house.
Yeah. So you and her dad, what's y'all's relationship like? Is it so amazing?
Oh, it's just amazing.
It's peachy.
It's peachy can. No, I'm just kidding. No. We're great as co-parents.
That's really good. I think I remember you telling me that. That's really great to hear, because it like I be on TikTok and Instagram and stuff. And
should I spill the tea on here or no?
Oh, do it.
Should I?
Dude, if you want to. I'm not going to make you do nothing you don't want to do. If you want to do it, do it.
No, we shouldn't.
Look at that self-control. That trauma's coming back to hit you.
No, it's just, it's something that, like, if someone saw it, it would change, like,
someone's life.
And it's like, to me, it's like everybody deserves to know the truth.
Yeah. That's kind of why I made this podcast.
Yeah. So.
But if you don't want to, hey, in time, the truth comes out, right?
I
feel like you're really thinking about doing it.
Anyone to ever believe that my baby daddy loves them more than he loves me. That's crazy.
Damn.
Okay, that's all nuts. I'm going
to
say.
That's all you have to say. I think we know what you're saying. Anyway, so y'all's relationship is good. What does that co-parenting look like? I mean, I know the relationship is good, but whenever it comes to like, you know, whenever, is it kind of just up in the air? Hey, you want to take her this? Is it like, is there an order? Do you guys just kind of have an agreement? Like, what is that like?
So basically she's with him pretty much like every Sunday.
Okay.
Sometimes if he doesn't work on Saturday.
Okay.
He'll pick her up on Friday.
Okay.
So I'll have like, basically like my weekends are free. Like nice. By Saturday, he picks her up by Saturday.
Oh, every I weekend. See. Yeah.
So I have like, basically every Saturday.
That's
free.
Nice.
Unless he is going to like a baseball game or going out, you know, and I'm not doing anything. Of course, I don't like to be home alone. So I'm like, you like, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Like leave my baby here. And plus every time she's gone, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go out, and I end up never doing anything anyway. And just
yeah. But it's so nice to be at home in the quiet.
Oh yeah. No, it's great. No,
I love being home in the quiet.
I try to enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, because really, that's only like 2 nights.
Because you can get a lot of things done. Because I feel like sometimes, like I feel like maybe I have ADHD, something like that. So mm-hmm. when my daughter's there, I could like only focus on her. I can't do any of my other tasks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So when she's gone, I get so much stuff done.
I know, dude. It's like that's. So both of our kids, one's in like school, like HISD school. The other one is at a daycare, and it's just like the amount of stuff you get done during the day.
It's like the constant mom, like,
yeah,
and like it distracts you from what you were doing. And so like, I feel like maybe I need to have like a list of things,
yeah.
like and look down and be yeah. like, oh yeah, this is what I was doing. Or like, type of thing because it's so distracting.
Yeah, it's hard to get them to sit down and not, and like people are like, oh, just put colors in front of them. And I'm like, and yeah, until they start drawing on the fucking wall. Minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Noelle has never drawn on the wall.
Oh, my kid. I think there's some over there that I got to clean up, dude. Yeah. It's.
I think she did it once and my mom like made her clean it.
Oh, yeah.
And she, but that was when she was already.
Did you post
older.
That on Instagram? I feel like I saw something about
her
cleaning.
No, but she does love to clean the windows.
Really?
Yeah, so oh. My mom made a little video, but that was a couple of years ago. That video is so cute.
Yeah, that is a cute video.
I'll send it to you so you can insert it.
Yeah. No, she, it's, so kids cute. Are so, and they like, the way that they watch you do stuff and then they do it back, that shit to me is like the cutest thing. So like, you know, I sweep all the time. And even though my baby, all he does is like move it around with the broom. I just puts dirt back where it was.
Right.
It's just like cute for him to like pick it up and feel and like, you know, they're like doing what you do. So that's always cute.
That is so cute that you have a son.
I know. Do you think you want more kids? Like ever? Like with whoever?
Like definitely. Obviously,
yeah, you want more?
Yeah, I do. But at the same time, I don't. I would be happy either way.
Oh, okay, I see.
But I do want more, but this world is like so.
Dude, it's already hard enough with the ones we got.
Yeah.
Like imagine having to watch another one.
I have to focus on just one because she's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. No, right. Of course.
But and so like, and you have to give them like you have to do more in your life than you did before. Like before it was just a fact of like, all right, just get through your day alive. Like, you know, remember that.
Period.
Like, just, hey, I made it from school.
Wait, that was the life.
Yo. And now it's like, you got to do all this like worrying and like thinking about your kids and, you know, like me, I'm petrified of my daughter being at like a school just because it's like
it's school so
shootings and like, you know, like that was that's right. And the superintendent of HISD is an absolute moron. F you, Mike Miles. But yeah. It's like,
well, they just passed the law that there has to be like an armed guard on all.
Yeah.
Campuses.
Police officer. Yeah. Armed. Yeah. Or, someone, whatever. Yeah. So at least like, they inserted that, but then there's also the new law stated by the superintendent that all classroom doors have to be propped open. Like, you remember how whenever we were in school, they would close. Yeah, it's a new thing, HISD, that you would close the doors and you could get out of the classroom, but you couldn't get in. Yeah, that's not a thing anymore. You have to leave the door propped open.
That's so weird.
It's so counterintuitive. His reasoning is because that it
makes it easier for the people to come around and check. Maybe, that's what they told me.
They said it was that teachers could like collaborate more and could, you know, work together more. It boosts the morale or whatever, like between teachers. And to me, I'm like, I'm paying my taxes to have this teacher focus on my kid. Not have teachers fucking mingle.
Fraternizing. Oh, no, I'm just playing. No, teachers, you know, I'm sure teachers, they don't want that more than the other. Like, that's going to happen more than the other person.
Yeah.
It's their lives, too, and they have families, too. So they care about their safety as well. So at the end of the day, the spirit of fear doesn't come from the Lord.
Yeah.
So all this horrible stuff is happening, but we have to walk as if we know that this life is just temporary. You know,
I've been thinking about that a lot more.
Trust.
Yeah.
You know, you can't live in a spirit of fear. God doesn't want you to worry.
Yeah.
He wants you to have faith.
Yeah. That's, I've, you know, ever since
it's
had kids.
It's very scary.
Yeah.
Having kids. No.
Oh yeah. Cause you have to leave a lot of your fears behind, or you're never going to let your kids do anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, imagine if you just lived as though, like, you think everybody in the world is going to get your kid and you just never let them out. Like, that's, you can't do that.
Right.
So it is a lot of like testing faith in whoever it is that you, you know, believe in that okay, my kids are going to come home safe. You know, I guess it's just been happening so much. All of this, these fucking crazy people, like, people just getting shot for nothing.
Yeah, no, it's so sad.
It's so sad and it's scary.
It is scary.
And it's like, that's sometimes all you can think. Like, I feel like it consumes my, not like my day or anything like that, but like I'll start thinking about it and then I just like doze off into like all these horrible.
No, dude, if I was thinking about that all day long, I wouldn't leave my room.
Yeah. Yeah.
My room doesn't have any windows. I live in a condo, so my room is pitch black.
Dang.
I would never leave my room if I thought about that all day long because, you know, Noelle just started public school.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's in kindergarten. Damn. And it's only been a week and a half or 2 weeks going on.
But they're doing good. Everybody's doing good. Yeah. Everything's good. Everything is good. And that's, I mean.
And she loves school.
Yeah, that's so good. I know Bella loves school. That's so good. Did you ever have her in like a daycare or anything before?
Yes.
Do you think that helped? Like with the transition of school?
I was thinking about it. Well, she was, it was like a preschool. It's called.
Yeah.
And they had like class, so it wasn't like
yeah,
a daycare.
Right.
And
that's
so
same
it
with
was
Bella,
a Spanish
yeah.
Spanish immersion one.
Same with mine. Yeah. What? Well,
crossing borders. She went to crossing.
Oh, okay,
borders.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
I won't say mine because my son still goes there, but
yeah. Well, mine doesn't.
Yeah, right. That's why I was like, oh, it doesn't matter.
So she started kindergarten, and so, but now. I was thinking about that today, actually. She's always loved school.
Yeah,
she's never been a
yeah.
crier. She was like, I feel like I've gave her such a secure like sense of like, I'm always there.
Yeah.
Like, okay, girl, your time is your time. My time is my time. And I'm like, peace. I love you. And then like, I'm the one crying.
I
she's
know.
She's like, go. She's one of those.
Dude, the tunes yeah. on these girls.
I was thinking, I feel like I cried the first day of school until like the eighth.
The toughest people are the biggest criers. I totally believe that. Like, because I'm such a, like, I mean, people tell me I'm a hard ass, right? They're like, oh, you're mean. And I'm like
no, actually,
I'm like, bro, I will cry the second that you call
My
me a bad
told
name.
Me, he was like, I know you're not, like, you're more of a, like, you have more balls than all my sons put together, like, da-da-da.
Who said that?
My dad. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but I'm still, like, the most sensitive
yeah,
out of everyone.
Like, you can't just go around calling me names either. Like, yeah, I'll beat the shit out of you, but also watch your fucking mouth.
You're gonna respect.
Yeah, right. That's my thing is, like, show me some fucking respect because I go out of my way to show people respect.
Right.
Like you were saying earlier, right. Live and let live. Do whatever the hell you want. I'm gonna in turn let me do what the hell I want. Cause I do some, I mean, there's things that I do that people don't agree with. Right. All the time, like my parenting, my job, like what I do, people don't agree with what the fuck my whole life. Sure, I don't care, but I'm gonna let you do, if I let you do what you want to do, you let me do what I want to do, and don't criticize me, because I really don't go out of my way to criticize people. So
exactly, it's so hard.
It's
too.
Just mutual respect.
It's hard because people do some like really dumb stuff, and I extend like the benefit of the doubt, like even if they don't deserve it,
yeah.
Like I do it for me because that's kind of like what God does for me. So like, who am I to not do it for someone else?
Yeah.
So that's like the way I look at it. But it's kind of hard sometimes whenever somebody does some really dumb stuff. It's like
hard not to judge
them, and it's like you,
and it's hard not to be mean.
Then it's like that's your life.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you worried about me? Because I'm not over here hurting people.
Yeah.
I'm not out here intentionally hurting people or
exactly.
doing some snake
shit. Matter of fact, I make friends with everybody. I don't care.
Yeah.
But don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't come for me because, like I said, you're gonna do whatever you want to do, and you should. So long as you're not hurting anybody, you know, you're not, you know, doing anything that would cause issues to anybody else. If you're doing whatever the fuck you want to do, do it. But don't fuck with my shit either, man. Like, that's what, it makes me mad knowing that, like, there's people out there that just want to just have a problem with you for no reason. You don't live their life. They don't live yours. They'll never meet you.
Like,
they'll never see you.
The person I was just talking about.
Yeah.
This whole time I thought he had a problem with me because of maybe some of the things that I say when I get upset. Yeah. And yeah. Which I, you know, it's not right to just apologize and keep doing something. But I apologize. He and also I also try to change my behavior.
Right.
And it's like, if you're not taking responsibility for your part.
Because he doesn't have to be your friend at the end of the day.
Exactly.
They don't have to stick around.
Exactly.
So if you keep sticking around for decades.
It's you too, buddy.
Yeah. Like
you like it over here. And guess what? You know what? We found out the truth of what it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't the way that I talk.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was because I wouldn't do something. And hey, that's what it means to be a man.
Yeah.
That's what it means to be a man.
Welcome to
baby. You
welcome.
Hello. Welcome. I'm not going to be friends with you for 15 years, Alexa, and then be mad at you and have an attitude with you and then say at the end of the day after 15 years, oh, the reason why I've had an attitude with you for the past 15 years is because you won't do this. I'm not your friend.
Yeah,
I was never a real friend to you.
Yeah, right. There was, and like you said.
Very offensive to me.
Yeah. No, yeah, because it's like, why would
that's
you.
That's why.
That means you have to hold that responsibility, and that's not fair because you didn't sign up for that. That means that what, the responsibility of how they feel falls on you?
Hey, you know, like whenever you're in, like. Because I have two gay best friends. You know, like when you're in high school and shit and like you have a friend, a guy friend, and you're like, if we're not married by the time we're 40, we're going to have kids together.
We
like,
all did
whatever.
That. We
right,
all did that.
Right. And this person was in Mexico telling my whole family that he was in love with me and like started crying and saying that that we talked about having babies together. That we talked about getting married and having. This was my face when my cousin told me that.
You're like, I was like,
I swear, I was like making noises and shit. I couldn't believe my fucking ears.
People, but like, that's the thing is like, people live in
my
their
heart
delusion
is beating right now.
You're so mad.
So fast.
You're so mad.
I was very upset because that person, you know, brought my family into it, like on some drama, like I'm the victim type shit.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody the victim.
But I feel like your family was also like.
No, my family is like from Mexico. They're like really loving and like non-judgmental.
Oh.
They're kind of like hippie-ish a little bit.
Yeah,
well,
they're
that
not
family,
American with it.
That family in particular is very like open-minded.
Oh, is this your mom or dad's side?
This is my grandpa on my mom's side.
Okay.
Family. Yeah. I have a lot of family from my grandpa and my grandma. My mom was born in Mexico. So a lot of them, all of my grandpa's family, actually, he's the only one here from his family. I see.
So his whole family stayed
actually,
in
his
Mexico.
Sister came too. Actually, no, she stayed, but she had kids over here. But my grandma's family, like half of her brothers and sisters came over here.
Yeah.
So
oh, okay. So it's like, you have a big family. I remember.
Some of them live over
we
there.
We would go, whenever it would be the weekend, and we'd go hang out at whoever's house, and they'd have tacos, bro. They'd have.
What? No. I remember going to your house.
Oh, with my dad?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The food was always good.
My
dad was a chef.
Dad. Yeah. Her dad was the best.
I know. He was
so cool.
Oh, I miss him.
I love him.
Miss him. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Mr. Matos. He made, like, ever since, like, every time I make hot dogs at my house, I always buy. I know he made them fresh, those little potatoes.
Yeah.
But I have to, like, the picnic little chips from the store. They do the job.
Not the same.
Oh,
dude, that's so dope. See? Damn.
Not the same.
My dad changed your life.
He changed my life. Like, okay, because I'm a foodie and I feel like he's like a major contributor to that.
Oh, really?
I feel like that's where it all
started with
the way he opened up. Man, like even
but
whenever y'all would
too,
buy
yeah.
those empanadas,
yeah.
you know.
Oh yeah.
Those changed my life as well. The salsa.
Yeah.
That salsa.
The green one?
The chunky one.
Yes. Yes. I was like, yes.
What are Venezuelans doing? Like, what is this called? I need this now every single day of my life. I dream about that salsa. Oh. I've never had one like that again.
Dude, it's so good.
Where's that restaurant?
It's over in like Cypress area. So it's like, I gotta find that shit, dude. Oh,
man,
my
do you remember
God.
That salsa? It was life changing. And then your grandma, how's your grandma?
She's good. Well, passed away. She's good. No, well, my mom's mom is here. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, that's the one. I think that's the one you met. Rosie.
I think I remember your dad's mom.
Oh, okay, yeah. She passed away. Yeah, she passed away. Both yeah. my grandparents on my dad's side passed away. My grandpa passed away a little bit after my dad, and then my grandma kind of recently, but.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, it was. She
my
was
grandpa
old.
Just
she was
passed
old.
Away too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
My dad's dad.
How's your? And his mom? She passed away.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, my grandma's still alive. Yeah, but my grandma, Norma, died.
Your who?
On my mom's side.
Wait, who?
My grandma on my mom's side.
Oh, I thought you were talking about an aunt, or something. No.
Well, yeah, like that's whenever. I was at your house, remember?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, no, I wasn't at her house whenever. I wasn't at your house when she died. But
right, but.
I was there. It was like the beginning of sophomore year.
Right.
I was at your house. It was the summer. And she got diagnosed.
Oh my God. And we went to the hospital.
No. I was at your house. I was spending the night. It was like the third day in a row I was there. My mom's like, I'm coming to pick you up. And I'm like, why? And she's like, I'm coming to get you now. And she was my cousin. I thought it was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when my grandma got diagnosed.
I do kind of remember that. Yeah, dude. We would be
like, why?
We would live with each other for like a week. And then just switch houses.
Yeah, we were just like, okay, time to go to mine. Okay, time to go. Like, we were together for like all
the
summer.
Time, yeah. Dude. Oh my God. Man, those were the fucking days, dude. Those were the days we were getting in so much trouble without getting in trouble. Like, you know what I mean? You totally
what we
know
had to do was beg. We didn't have like white parents where they're like, you're grounded. Finally, like after a while, they'll be like, okay, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, get out of my fucking face. Go. Yeah, literally.
I would not stop.
We would gang up on them and be like, bro, let's go.
And I like when Noelle is like that with me, I'm just like, ooh, I just want to like
whoop some ass,
but I just think about myself.
I know.
Like,
we used to, we didn't give up because then we'd be like, what'd your mom say? I don't know yet. And then I'd be like, mom, can you ask her mom?
Wait, that would always work.
I know, but that would piss my mom off because my mom would be like,
hated
okay.
that, but it would always work. She hated it.
I know.
She's like, don't you dare ask her mom to call me or anybody's mom, you know? We were bad, but they're gonna learn all of our tricks. Oh my god, no dude, I'm so bad. They have different tricks. I'm horrified. They have all new tricks. You know what, but I think I want to be really honest
like so whenever because my mom used to track my shit right and it would piss me the fuck off that she wouldn't just tell me.
My mom gets so angry because I won't share my location sometimes.
Really? And no.
And
dude,
I'm
no.
like, she's like, but what if you got in an accident? You just don't understand. I'm like, okay, so you're going to be watching my location at all times and you're going to know if I'm stopped somewhere that I, you know, how are you going to know at the end of the day? I'm like,
you don't need to even know why I'm at the liquor store. You don't. You don't
like,
need to know.
On.
Yes, that
she
is my drug dealer's
like,
address.
I
leave
me alone.
I live
in downtown. She texts me like as soon as I am like a block away from my condo. And I'm like, so you don't watch my location 24/7? She's just sitting there. Refresh. She's like, I only care because of my granddaughter.
Oh,
I'm like, well, she's at school right now. So like... stop calling me. I'm 28 years old.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Fuck, that's
she's
hilarious.
She's like, you just don't understand.
You're like, well, I kind of do now,
like,
actually.
Okay, sorry. I'm like, I do, but at the same time, I'm 28.
Yeah.
Like
I'm
at
gonna,
the end of the
yeah.
day, like, she's really doing it, like...
Well, she's doing...
To bug me and to be, like, you know, always wanting to know what I'm going to do. At the end of the day, is she really going to be, like... super well yes she will be, but I was gonna say like superwoman fly to my rescue but no
yeah
right. she will
yeah.
but you know
but
what
at
I'm
the same
saying.
Time it's like
let's
you,
be logical
yeah you don't want
911 is gonna get there like you know Meet me at the hospital, Mom. I know you want to be with me last seconds of life, but enjoy me when I'm here. Let's have a good time. Like, let's live life, you know?
Dude, my face hurts. Okay, but in that, at least as my kids are like, you know, in high school, like throughout high school, you get to college, cool.
Tracking the car, tracking your phone.
All of it. And I feel like it should be like a conversation though. Like, you know, obviously there's going to be a tracker in their phone, but it's going to be a thing where it's like the conversation's going to be, look, you don't want your phone because you don't want me to track you. You can't go anywhere. I have to know where you are 24/7. And it's because
your kids, just be like, hey, it's not that I don't trust you.
Dude, I used to fucking hate that.
I don't trust you. No. But I mean, they don't got to know that. But you got to tell them, hey, it's not that I don't trust you.
It's everyone
else. It's that this world is so evil and messed up.
Yeah.
You got to have it.
Yeah.
I even got to have it. Like, I even got to share it with my mom. Yeah. Because my mom's like, if you don't share it right now, I'm never taking care of the baby again. I'm like, oh my God.
And you're like, yeah, try that. Let's let's go down that road. You're never going
to
see her.
All right. I'm going to turn it off. I don't got
time. Yeah, you'll turn it off whenever you need to. Drop her off and then turn it off.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to do? Chase me down.
No, literally. But
yeah. No.
She won't know where you are.
Yeah, like, what are you gonna do? No. But I love my mom. Yeah, I love my mom. Everything she does for me is
with good intention, with motherly intention.
I can never pay her back.
Yeah,
you know?
I know, man. There's things that I'm like, man, I was really.
But I do want to try though, for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's it.
I love my mom.
And I've seen how close like you and your mom have been. I remember I've even seen your mom since before I've seen you. I saw her at one of the taco places over on the east side. Over by Nimfa's.
And she was eating?
She was eating. But this was like years ago.
Uh-huh.
This was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think I got her number. I don't know if she got the same number.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
no,
then,
she's had the same number
because then that
so
was how
years.
That was how I ended up getting your number. I ended up getting your number from your mom.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I remember that. Yeah. Anyways. So
that's so funny.
We gotta hang out more. We gotta get the kids together. First of all, what the fuck? We have kids, and we can get them to play together. That's
Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, is this real life or am I dreaming?
I know, dude. It's so wild.
Like, am I a mom?
I know. Or when someone's like, mommy, and I'm like, who you calling mom? Me? Oh, yeah, right, me.
Stop, it's weird, like, in public. I realize it a lot in public whenever, like...
Yeah.
Because I still feel like...
Yeah. A kid raising a kid, but we're grown. Yeah. Grown.
I want to make that TikTok with Noelle where it's like, are you all right? She's like, girl, no, what the hell?
That's a good one. Well, all right, how much time are we at? All right. So I guess we gonna close it out now that people have heard some of our craziness. Yeah. We really got to get together and do this more though, because this is actually kind of fun and it's good to catch up on all the crazy stuff, especially and like with parenting too. Like, just talking about parenting makes me feel like I'm not so fucking alone.
I make you feel normal.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, because. I think that's a little bit of everybody's household. Everybody's like, what the fuck? And then they talk to people, like my moms talk to other moms, and they're like, oh, okay,
exactly.
Good. Yeah.
I mean, we're all just human at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, this is our first time experiencing life, too. You know, I saw that the other day on Instagram. It was like, you know, extend like forgiveness and grace to your parents,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's their first time living life too.
Yeah.
It's their first time being parents too.
Yeah.
So that really changed my perspective a lot.
Yeah. Well. I kind of appreciate the internet for stuff like that too. Cause then you're like, oh damn, I guess we are all doing this for the first time. You know, we all have kids for the first time and you know,
we all get lonely. We all have needs and, sometimes it may come off like a selfish, but we just have to be nice.
We say this and then we get out of here and we're like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Right? But anger issues are a mofo. They're bad. They're bad over here.
Oh, God.
No, but I try.
Yeah, I think that's all that your kids could. Yeah, I think that's all your kids can ask is that you're at least trying. You know, just try. And like for me, I want to see everything through with them. You know, I want to just be able to keep up with my commitment to them. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to fucking do it. You know what I mean? That's I think that's what's big for me.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to my podcast. I don't know what the fuck just happened to my voice when I did that. appreciate it. We drop these every Thursday, at least for the season, because I'm going to need a break pretty soon. No, I'm just kidding. drop them every Thursday. Let me know what y'all think. Comments, like, share, all this stuff, you know, whatever. You can find me on Instagram at AlexaTheGreat713. And what's yours, Carly? Your Instagram tag?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
See, that phone sucked her right the hell back in.
Sorry. My Instagram?
Yes, what's your Instagram?
It's Carly Amore.
And then where can they find like all your music and like all of that?
So you can find my music on all streaming platforms under, I have some songs under Carly Coy, and then I also have some songs under Carly Brown.
Carly Brown. Ooh.
like Charlie Brown. Yeah.
I love that. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
I've missed
thank you.
You
for having me.
We gotta hang out way more. We gotta go drinking. Yo, we gotta go drink.
We gotta go drink. Dude, I live right next to like where you work and
really?
Stuff like that. Yeah.
What street? Well, don't tell me what street you're on. We'll talk about that later.
I live on Main, so.
Oh, well, yeah. There's a trillion ones off Main.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I work literally on Main.
Yeah, I know. I always think about walking to you, but I'm like, oh, do I have to like get dressed and stuff like
no,
that?
No, you don't.
I don't.
No, because I switched from the club bar. Now I'm at Underground, huh?
Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna just start walking.
Yeah,
to
dude.
On the weekends.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. Okay, I'm excited about that. All right. Check it out. Spotify, YouTube, all that great stuff. Comment, like, share. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.